The small army squatted in the copse while Matthias stood on the top stair of Old Loam Hedge and addressed them.
First, I want to thank you all for your help and for coming this far with me. You have left your homes and territories far behind. Orlando, Jess, Jabez and myself have good reason to live or die today. You see, we have young ones to rescue. The rest of you, I cannot ask you to sacrifice your lives for our cause. They are not your young ones down there.
Basil Staghair stood up.
Beg pardon, old lad, but young Tim and Tess are down there. What did my old chum John Churchmouse and his good lady wife say if I came back empty-pawed without their young'uns? Coming with you? I'll say I am, bucko. You try and stop B.S. Hare, Esquire.
Cheek stood by the hare.
I'm with Basil. He's a grumpy old frump, and I like him, so there.
Basil and Cheek went to stand with Matthias. Logalog drew his short sword.
Shrews and gowsy, my friends of Redwall. I never started a job that I didn't finish. I go with you.
The whole of the Gowsen moved as one with Logalog to stand at Matthias's side. Orlando raised his huge axe. His voice was tight with eagerness as he called.
Come on, warrior. What are we waiting for?
Matameo and the slaves had been taken from their darkened cell. Nadaz and several black-robed rats led them to the edge of the ledge where the statue stood. They were permitted to look over into the depths. Through the greenish mist, Matameo could make out the thin, bedraggled forms of scores of young creatures, squirrels, otters, hedgehogs, mice. They were hauling huge blocks of stone on tow ropes, and rats stood guard over them with whips and cudgels, urging them with heavy blows to greater efforts. Other young ones were lifting the stone blocks into position with pulleys and tackles, while yet other young woodlanders laid mortar and limestone cement in the gaps that were to receive the stones. Sometimes a young creature would cry out and fall over exhausted, only to be beaten by the rats until he or she got up or lay permanently still. Numbed by the horror of it, the new slaves were led before the statue and forced to bow their heads whilst Nadaz spoke to Malcharis.
I am Nadaz, voice of the host. O ruler of all below earth, these are your new servants. What do you require me to do with them?
The hairs rose on Matameo's neck at the sound of the voice emanating from the crystal-toothed statue's mouth.
They have looked upon my kingdom. Soon they will have the honour of building it for me,
it proclaimed. From his bowed position, Matameo glanced along the line. He saw Vich chained and held by two rats. The young mouse nudged Tess.
Look who's there. Our little slave driver being rewarded for his services. I hope they chain me next to him for a while down there.
Tess stamped her paw hard against the ledge, her eyes blazing.
They can chain me next to who they like, but I'm not building any filthy underground kingdom for a talking statue.
The young church mouse's angry tones echoed around the rocky cavern. There was a brief silence. Then Malcharis spoke again.
Take them back and lock them away without light, food or water. They are not ready to serve me yet.
As they were led up the gloomy, winding passages, Tess began to weep.
Oh, I'm sorry I spoke out. I've caused you all to be locked in the dark and starved again.
No, you haven't,
Cynthia Bankfall said bravely.
I'd rather starve than be beaten to death like those poor creatures.
Orma seconded her.
Aye, don't worry, Tess. If you hadn't spoken out, I would have.
That's it, friends, we stick together. Redwall!
Matameo's voice rang out like the abbey bells. He was knocked flat with the butt of a spear before they were flung back into their darkened prison.